Alexandria by Lindsay Davis, narrated by Christian Rodska.
Egypt, Spring AD 77. Chapter 1. They say you can see the lighthouse from 30 miles away. Not in the day you can't. Still, it kept the youngsters quiet, precariously balancing on the ship's rail while they looked for it. When travelling with children, always keep a little game in hand for those last troublesome moments at the end of a long journey. We adults stood close by, wrapped up in cloaks against the breeze and ready to dive in if little Julia and Favonia accidentally plunged overboard. To add to our anxiety, we could see all the crew making urgent attempts to work out where we were as we approached the long, low, famously featureless coastline of Egypt, with its numerous shoals, currents, rocky outcrops, suddenly shifting winds, and difficult lack of landmarks. We were passengers on a large cargo boat that was making its first lumbering trip south this season. Indications were that over the winter, everyone had forgotten how to do this journey. The Dua captain was frantically taking soundings and looking for silt in seawater samples to tell him he was near the Nile. Since the Nile Delta was absolutely enormous, I hoped he was not such a poor navigator he'd missed it. Our sailing from Rhodes had not filled me with faith. I thought I could hear the salty old sea god Poseidon laughing. Some Greek geographer's turgid memoirs had supplied oodles of misinformation to Helena Justina. My sceptical wife and tour planner reckoned that even from this far out you could not only see the lighthouse, shining like a big confusing star, but also smell the city wafting across the water.